Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A new company that recently located in Kentucky is looking for farmers who are interested in growing rapeseed during the fall of 2020 for harvest in 2021. Purdue Agribusiness Grower Relations Manager Jeff Riddle says the company needs growers to expand their market in southwestern Kentucky.
Purdue is one of the largest purchasers of organic and non-GMO grains. And Purdue needs both non-GMO and organic grains to continue to expand. And local supply, especially in that particular area of Kentucky, is needed.
Riddle says they expanded to Kentucky in the fall of 2019.
Recently, I think it was last fall, we purchased the assets of Hart Agstrom to expand our sourcing of domestic non-GMO grains and organic grains, and of that acquisition, we purchased their oilseed expeller crushing plants. There's two of them, one in the Trenton, Kentucky area, and the other in Bowersville, Georgia.
He says the first crop they're planning to grow is rapeseed.
What we want to do is offer a rapeseed program. It's a high uric acid rapeseed, which is very similar to canola. And it's used quite a bit in industrial applications and in some food applications.
We'll have more in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure that challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Purdue Agribusiness Grower Relations Manager Jeff Riddle says there will be two chances for farmers to learn more Tuesday, March 10th.
One at 8:30 in the morning at the Christian County Cooperative Extension Office in Hopkinsville. And then that afternoon, we'll be doing a meeting over in Logan County at the Cooperative Extension Office in Russellville.
He says the company has plans to process other crops in the future.
Specialty crop contracting opportunities for non-GMO crops like a rapeseed. Plus, down the road, we'll also be offering contracts for malt, barley, organic specialty crops such as organic corn, soybeans, wheat, sorghum, canola, and sunflower.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.